have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And I'll get you the biblical question in a minute. You have every way to watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, thank you, chat, for liking the shirt. And you can podcast the show and listen on your phone anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to catch up on your YouTube stuff here in a moment. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So it's Monday and we take all calls, but because Monday is Female Monday, we take the ladies' call first. Today, or as they come in, today is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I want to be home. Female Monday, 888-773-7733. I have a brand new biblical question. We dealt with last week's biblical question on Sunday, yesterday, and the fellowship was a gift from God. If you missed it, you weren't there, or you missed it online, you can podcast rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. And so we dealt with last week's biblical question, what does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? And I don't know. I still don't know because I haven't gotten a definitive answer. You like the word, James? Yeah. Definitive. I heard the white people say that word. I have no idea what it means. It just sounds good. So I still don't know when the people say they are defending their faith. No one has really been precise, so I don't know what it means. This is one biblical question. For now, it's going unanswered, even though people have responded to it. I have a brand new biblical question, and I think I could be wrong. I really could be wrong. I'm black, forgive me. This biblical question is the biblical question of all time. Of all time. It's a, they're no, Doozy don't work for it. Mama Mia don't work for it. Comment Televu doesn't work. What the? Doesn't work. Maybe amazing. Cause it is amazing. Here it is. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? Ooh, wee. I can see the anchor baby and hate minds running out all around, rolling around in their heads right now, going nuts. The absence of darkness is light. The anchor baby Googling. Everything ain't on Google. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? I've told you over and over again that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong, right? And that earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And hell is right here on earth inside of human beings. And that in my country and around the world, but in my country, America first, it's only going to get worse. It cannot get better. It's going to get worse. So either you get busy and overcome the world, or you live in your world and suffer in the world. You're of it, in it, and of it. And you just suffer. It's totally up to you. A way has been made that in spite of all the hell around you coming through other people, you do not have to be affected. There is a kingdom of heaven within, another way of living. You can escape this world spiritually and live from the new world spiritually, or you could stay in the old world spiritually and physically and suffer. It's up to you. The truth, the light, is not going to force you to do it. It's going to leave you wherever you want. He gave you a gift of life, and he lets you do whatever you want with that life because it's a gift. He can't tell you what to do with it. It's a gift. What I want to tell you, and then I move on, is that, and we talked about this in the fellowship yesterday at rebuildingaman.com/church. If you want to be free, you got to stop thinking. All you do is stop thinking, and it's done. A mind is a terrible thing to save. I want you to know you cannot think your way out of your troubles. You cannot think your way into perfect peace. You cannot think your way into thinking you know what you want. You cannot think your way into thinking you know what you need. All of your thinking will always be wrong. You just think yourself into more hell. That's all you're going to do. you consult with Eva thought after thought after thought. Really, you can't think your way up on the perfect wife or the perfect husband. Thinking is not going to do it. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible. Yeah. It's impossible to think your way out of your troubles. You're not going to do it. If you want to overcome problems, if you want to overcome suicidal thoughts, if you want to overcome loneliness, if you want to overcome depression, revenge, jealousy, envy, strife, worried about what others think about you, or wanting to be like someone else, you want to be Charlie Kirk, or you want to be Martin Luther King Jr., or Malcolm X. Oh, Malcolm X, they say. You're not going to, if you want to overcome whatever, loneliness, fear, doubt, comparing yourself to others, if you want to overcome that anger, anger and revenge, you got to stop thinking. The moment you stop thinking, it's over. Isn't that amazing? It's so simple, but yet so difficult because your little psychologist, your counselor tell you all kind of crazy stuff because they haven't stopped thinking either, and then they give you pills. And then you take the pills, and now you're dominant as ever. Dominant a doorknob. So, for those who want to overcome all those things, insecurity, shyness, whatever, you want to overcome all that, stop thinking. All of those thoughts are not yours. It's impossible for you to have and create your own thought or thoughts. You cannot do it if you try. So why don't you stop thinking? A perfect life is a non-thinking life. Won't you give it a try? Just see what happens since what you're doing is not working. It's not working. Why don't you stop? This is hell on earth. Your families don't love you. Your wife, your husband don't love you. Your adult children don't love you. Your mama don't love you. Your daddy don't love you. Your friends don't love you. Nobody love nobody. It's human love is not love. It's hate. The great white hope, Donald Trump, is doing the best any president in my lifetime has ever done. And a lot of people don't love him. They love him until they get disagreement, and then they hate him. Even the people on the right, they love Donald Trump until he says or does something that they don't agree with, and then the love is gone. That love turned to hate so fast it makes your head spin because they never loved him. In spite of the amazing work he's doing, like no other president in recent history has done. And they loved him at first. And then down the road, they disagreed with something he said or did. And now they don't love him. Doesn't it remind you of your own personal lives? Stop looking for love. You're not going to find it in yourself or in others. WDIV is reporting. The Trump administration is moving forward with its plan to send more National Guard troops to American cities. Why is this?
Good morning. The Trump administration facing new legal setbacks over how it wants to use National Guard troops in a crackdown on crime.
President Trump, are you according to
President Trump's push to send National Guard troops into more American cities facing new pushback. In Portland, Oregon, overnight, where protests are underway, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's move to send National Guard troops from California or any other state into the city. California's governor celebrating the order, writing, quote, Trump's abuse of power won't stand. That follows a separate ruling blocking the deployment of 200 Oregon National Guard soldiers to Portland.
I appointed the judge and he goes like that, so I wasn't served well. Portland is burning to the ground.
Portland police say the protests there have been contained to a single block. While in Chicago, the Trump administration ordering 300 National Guard troops into the city, making good on weeks of threats over the Illinois governor's objections.
They want to create the war zone so that they can send in even more troops.
Think about that. Human beings, why would anyone try to stop the president from protecting the American citizens? People are burning down cities. They're killing one another. Burning down buildings and all kinds of stuff. The president goes in to try to stop it. You have the court trying to stop him. You have the people who are supposed to be representing you, the voter, trying to stop him. And then you got crazy people out burning down the city. For what? This is the Old Testament, right? Alive and well on earth. There's a new one inside of you. Why don't you enter in and live from there? Just think about that. And I think he said he appointed this one judge out of Portland there. Why would anyone not want the president to protect them from criminals? Why? And why would any politician in America be against it? They don't care about you. They want fate precede power. That's all they're about. And they don't care if you suffer or get hurt or killed in some cases. Republican leaders say this crackdown is out of concern for the citizen. Watch this from WDIB.
Republican leaders rejecting that.
U.S. military, Mr.
I don't think
Speaker.
You should ask the governor. I think you should ask the citizens who are in fear for their lives and livelihoods
what
in these cities.
You?
Thank you.
Citing recent attacks on ICE officers, including this, the Department of Homeland Security says happened Saturday in Chicago, a black SUV repeatedly slamming a truck with ICE agents inside, all as the federal government shutdown stretches into its sixth day, with President Trump warning mass layoffs of federal workers are coming.
I call them Democrat layoffs.
We tried to get President Trump to sit down with us weeks ago.
Negotiations at a standstill with military service members among the thousands working without pay. Federal workers are paid back after a shutdown, but the longer it goes, the harder it gets. Democrats are holding firm that restoring and extending health care provisions has to be part of a deal to reopen the government, while President Trump argues the Obamacare measures they're pushing for need changes first.
The Democrats want health care for illegal aliens. And the reason they want that, because they want the votes. It's not because they love the illegals. What the? They want the votes. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. What a mess, huh? They got these people, according to a report, bumping up against ICE truck, the men who are trying to do their job to protect the American citizen. Would you rather have our military overseas protecting those people or at home protecting the citizen? What a mess! WGN News is reporting that federal authorities opened fire on a female, they say woman, I say female, who was allegedly armed with a gun shortly after their vehicle was rammed and blocked in by a group of cars on the south side of Chicago on Saturday afternoon. This is WGN News. Watch this.
Protesters shouting at federal agents near 35th in California in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood Saturday.
Come get me, come on!
It became the site of a large federal presence after a woman drove there in this SUV, arriving with multiple gunshot wounds. According to workers at the truck repair shop, the woman came in bleeding profusely. Several workers and a customer say they tried to stop the bleeding and called 911. As federal agents investigated, the crowd across the road yelling at them to leave, at one point crossing over.
They're treating our community like it's a war zone. They're creating that, not us.
We're getting a ticket of shots fired at 3900 Kedzie.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol agents were near 39th and Kedzie when they were rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. When agents got out, they say an armed U.S. citizen, who sources say is a CCL holder, tried to run them over, forcing the officers to fire. A DHS spokesperson claims the woman was already under CBP watch for allegedly doxing agents online.
Amazing, huh? They are not creating that. If the people didn't show up, there would be no problem. If they didn't let illegal aliens in the country, there would be no problem. So you can't blame ICE agents for doing their job. The situation was created, and they'll clean it up because daddy said, whether you love daddy or not, he's going to look out for you. Daddy is home. Well, you like it or not, mama ain't going to rule the household no more while daddy is home. The protests continued through the afternoon following the shooting.
Meantime, protests continued through much of the afternoon near the scene of the shooting. That video from the Citizen app shows agents surrounding a vehicle Elizabeth Ruiz says her son, a U.S. citizen, was driving to pick up friends in before he was detained.
He called me and said immigration was there and there was a lot of beeping. There was a lot of things going on. I said, move on to the side.
Ruiz claims her son's SUV was hit and he drove into the lot of this gas station. She says this happened when she went there to help him.
I said, let's get the hell out of here. When one of the immigration officers just grabbed him from his arm viciously and arrested him.
Chicago police standing in a line between protesters and federal agents called off shortly after. Though they weren't there to assist with immigration efforts, some protesters still questioned whose side they were on. On the other side of the scene, tear gas deployed and at least one person taken down as protesters and federal agents went head to head.
I hope the situation gets better for everybody.
Chicago police did respond to the shooting this morning, but they say they were only here to document the incident. And while they were on scene, it was for the purpose of safety and traffic control for those who work and live in the area. They made it clear they are not involved in the incident or its investigation. At last check, that woman was reportedly in critical condition.
What's the purpose of having police refuse to do their job? What? They're like proud of not doing their job. What are we paying you for then? What a mess. Dale is a first time caller out of Texas. Dale, you're on the air.
What?
Hold on, Dale. Your phone sounds horrible. I'll come back to you. Sean is a first-time caller out of Ohio. Sean, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Sean.
So I had a comment about the question of the week.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
So I think it means exactly what it says, no less and no more. The absence of darkness is light. That is what it is. And the absence of evil is good. They're just true statements.
And so you don't know what it means?
I think they mean exactly what they say.
What do you mean by exactly what they say? It's just words until you understand what it means. So are you saying the words are just words?
You say it's just words until I understand what it means?
Are you saying that when you say it says what it means, are you saying that it's just words?
Well, I'm saying that there's nothing to read into. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I guess. Not I guess, but that is somewhat of what I'm saying.
Does it really mean anything?
Yeah, I would say it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah, but I watch the show all the time. I've been watching for a while, about at least up to about 2 years now. I've been following and watching your show, and I really enjoy it, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thanks for putting your input on the question, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'll see you Sunday.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, the HAKE report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The HAKE from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And James HAKE is on fire. He's on fire. Is the guy with the good hair? And after the HAKE report, the one, the only, other than the great white hope, the man with real natural energy given to him by God, not alone a gift, the American anchor, baby. The American anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. and you don't want to miss it. From 11 until 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. I want to catch up with some super chats and then get back to the callers because I did not get a chance to finish them all on Friday. And I want to try to complete them if possible. So, super chat.
Super chats.
888-77-JESSE. I will just get to your calls, too.
Over on pilled.net, Tyrantsaurus Wrecked says, regarding the Fallen State episode on Friday, Marxist Jews infiltrated South Africa and fomented hate against the Boers, who had created a magnificent nation within within South Africa, which was sparsely inhabited by the Khoisan tribe, who lived peacefully alongside the Boers.
And the Boers are the white people, right?
Uh-huh.
And the who went after them?
The Marxists.
Oh, amazing, huh?
He says Jews.
White people are under attack in all of their countries. Isn't that amazing? White people are the most hated people on the side of the planet, the heaven, for no reason at all. Really, there's no reason to hate them except the people are jealous of them. They want to be like them and they don't know how. They're like, how come white people are so creative? Why white people love first-class life? Why white people have good hair? Why white people, and they're jealous. And so rather than going to them and asking, how do you do this? They want to get rid of them. They want to destroy them. What a mess, huh? But this is hell on earth, and human beings are evil. Human beings, there are no words for me to tell you how evil human beings are, that there's no love in human nature. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Over on X, the live stream for the Fallen State, Shan says he's right. Ask any black South African over the age of 50, referring to you, who grew up during apartheid. They all say their lives were better. They had access to medical care, better jobs, high employment rates, better schooling, cheaper living expenses. And she says, Jesse is more than welcome to come stay with me visiting South Africa.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But if you really, really look at it and we're honest about it, without being all mad and jealous, life for all people are much better under white people, when white people are in control, when they rule. Look at life in America right now. As the people, quote unquote, of color are taking over, it's only getting worse. It's not getting better. They're not making it better. They're not adding to what's already there to make it better. They're destroying what is good. And they are making it worse. The people of color. It's like that in Africa, South Africa, and in America, and it's happening in Europe, in the white countries. Amazing. Thank you.
Adler on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, practice being present.
If you want to be free, you better stay present rather than lost into thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, she reeks of female communists. The whole look, referring to your Fallen State guest.
I had a very interesting guest last Friday, a brand new episode of the Fallen State, and I really encourage you to check it out. It was really, really interesting. Check it out, thefallenstate.tv, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there as well, or on locals.com. I asked her, was she a Jew? She said, yes, but she didn't identify as one. She identified as white, I guess, but not a Jew. How do you don't want to? Amazing. Thank you.
Sharia on Cash App, Purple Heart. Thank you, JLP and crew, for everything.
And thank you. You're welcome, and thank you for your support.
Kevin says, happy Monday, especially to the females.
Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, 5 shot dead in Indianapolis within 15 hours per YouTube, he says.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe so.
I haven't heard that, Anthony, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
Thank you.
Triple T on YouTube, Bond YouTube, during church documentaries, quote unquote, have been fake for over 10 or 15 years now.
What?
I would say more like 20 or more.
Oh, documentaries?
Documentaries have been fake, he says.
I don't know how, with a good conscience, that people make a documentary and it's just one-sided. They did this. I saw this documentary on Diddy. And they were interviewing some of his former workers and producers and whatever they were, and others who knew him. And they made Diddy look like he did everything by himself. Like no grown-up was involved. like even the workers turned on him. People he gave jobs to and opportunities to and all kinds of, they turned on him. And they made the whole thing about Diddy, like Diddy just did everything by himself. The other people had nothing to do with it. They were just sitting at home, and Diddy went to the house and got him. And with good conscience, they did that. Well, they don't have a good conscience. They wouldn't have done it had they had a good conscience. But human nature is evil, and you can expect these kinds of things are worse. Amazing. Thank you.
John, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Crevin on Rumble, mind-blowing fellowship. Thank you, Crevin.
It really was. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It was a gift from God. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin says, thank you, Jesse and Bond crew.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for your support.
Nice. Mari, happy Sunday, everyone. Much love. Love you all.
Right on. Love you back. Thank you.
Peter, 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. It really was. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. Amazing.
Marty, amazing fellowship, JLP and crew. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you back.
And on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, there's nothing to defend. Drop your anger and the demons can't take a hold of you.
I rest my case.
Thank you for your 5 coffees.
Why don't you live a real life? Do what you want, but why don't you live a real life of not taking sides? Neither be for or against. Don't take sides. You know, you've been trained to take a side, and it set you up for a horrible life. Why don't you not take a side and see what happens? You don't have to take sides. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought 5 coffees. Hey, got a question for Derek? At the end of the day, is friendship or the Bible better?
It's in the Word. Well, Derek can't respond right now. He's on the phone. But we'll find out. Thank you.
Thank you for your 5 coffees. Someone says, can I get a what the?
What the? What a mess. Thank you.
Lori, amen to church. I liked when you said just to think. The thought is the same as shooting bullets off a roof at someone. If I don't physically react to a thought, I really watch to see if the thought was a lie. Because sometimes, even though I don't physically react, the thought still has me because I believe it. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. Just relax. Let them go. Don't identify with them. Really. And they will be taken away from you. Amazing. Thank you.
I asked Nick something, and I'd
like
to hear what the experts say. Question, who coined the phrase Zionism, and why do people identify with Zionism? Because isn't that just a word? Asks someone.
I don't, to be honest with you, I was talking to someone over the weekend about that word, Zionist. I really am not clear what it means. And then when people do tell me, I forget what they said. I'm like, what the... And I know that when I was growing up, I grew up as a Christian, and the Christians and the Jews love one another, spiritually love one another, because the Christian realized that had not been for Christ, they would still be lost. And so Christ ushered in. He came for the Jews, I guess, to help the Jews. But he was like, what the? I can't lead it. What were we called before?
Gentiles.
I can't leave the Gentiles behind. What the? I'm not going to let Satan keep the Gentiles. I love the Gentiles, too. So he ushered in the Christians. And I grew up that way, appreciating the fact that the Christians and the Jews are one and that we are ushered in by Christ. And I never thought of it as, I didn't think about the people. I thought about the spiritual aspect of it. And that's how I still see it, and most people don't believe me. They say, I'm not fighting with the Jews because the Jews are paying me. I wish they would pay me. Any Jew, really, I'll gladly accept. Any Jewish people that want to pay me however much, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And or mail it to a P.O. box. Make you check out the bar. B-O-N-D. And mail it to P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. And you can even go to the barcode. The QR code and donate there. And you can put Jew money, and I appreciate it. And unless you tell me, keep it a secret. I let them know this money came from the Jews. Thank you, Jews. I've got to do my work. I can't be hating it. I'm not into that. So it's spiritual for me. It's a battle between good and evil. And y'all fight long as you want, and say what you want, and do what you want. So thank you, Jews. Make sure y'all donate.
Anti-Zionists.
Apparently, y'all got a lot of money.
Anti-Zionists also welcome to donate.
Right. Anti-Zionist, anti-anybody.
Games for Rec says, nice shirt.
Thank you. You can get it at rebuildingtheman.com/shop. Stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Charles. Hey, Jesse, I have some despicable guests on. You have had some despicable guests on The Fallen State before, but this last episode with the lady from South Africa is at the top. She's a direct descendant from Satan, and she checks every evil liberal box there is.
It's a warfare between good and evil. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Flying Fruit, what should our response be when people do negative things to try to get us to react? Just silence or ignore? I know we shouldn't feel anything.
Silence. A sane mind is a silent mind. Amazing. Thank you. An insane mind is a noisy mind, a chattering mind, a wordy mind. Insane. Thank you.
Condude246, did you see the new Archbishop of Canterbury? A woman.
Well, it's sad. I did see that.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but that's what the devil is using now, and the men are going along with it. What the? Thank you.
Anthony says, Moonday Monday. Good morning, Moon.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Cornerstone says, ice, ice, baby.
Ice, 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 baby.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. What the? Let me go to Joseph, a first-time caller out of Utah. Joseph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Joseph.
How you doing, brother? I love you, man. I love that you have been helping the white people for many years, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, the one question I had was about the Freemasons and how they control everything. That's the one thing that I've always wanted to, understand or try to learn. You know, like the Freemasons, they started the Mormon, church, like Joseph Smith, like who my name is. They created
Your name is Joseph Smith?
Yes, sir.
I thought and Joseph Smith died.
That's what I thought. No, but
what the?
So I'm trying to figure out, like, a lot of, like, if you see the diamond Masonic hand signs that Trump throws or Charlie Kirk throws, or, like, a lot of gentlemen, they throw the diamond hand signs where they put their fingers all together and they show their power, right? Like, a lot of these men that are in power, they throw these Freemason hand signs. And I'm trying to understand, what does this mean? Because I've been confused. And I'm trying to learn, what it means.
What do the Mason control? I don't know. I know I've interviewed some of them over the years, but I've forgotten what we talked about. But what do they control?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
So why do you think they control something then?
Well, I got a lot of family that are Masons, like Master Masons and stuff, and they control a lot of things.
What do they control?
Well, they control the presidency. They control
your
a lot of
things. Family members does?
Yeah, well, no, they're lower levels. There's, like, blue lodges and stuff like that. But I'm trying to understand why do they all throw, like, gang signs. The Masons all throw gang signs on, like, TV and stuff.
But what do they control? Why do you think they control them? Do you have any proof that the Masons control anything? What is your proof? What do they control? Tell me what they control.
You can't question them. Anytime that you go and try to talk.
Right, but what do they control?
Everything.
What?
Music, media,
everything. I thought the Jews control the media and the music.
Well, the Jews control the Masons.
So,
this is not what I believe. Joseph. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Calm down. So the Masons don't control everything then?
Well, no, they're the dogs for the Jews and the Muslims, right?
So the Masons don't control everything. The Jews control the Mason, you said?
They do the dirty work for the Jews and the Muslims.
And how do you know that?
Well, you just look at it. The double-headed eagle, left and right, is the same
sign.
What's
your proof that they control those things?
The double-headed eagle. If you're part of Freemasonry, that's what it is.
But what are they? You're not telling me what's to prove. You're just saying what you think. What is to prove?
Any time that you try to expose them, they get scared. They don't want to be exposed.
They're afraid of what?
Being exposed.
But how do you know that? Do your family member tell you that? They are Mason, and they are afraid of being exposed?
Yeah, look at astronauts. Astronauts take 9 steps, right? They have rituals. They have rituals.
How do you know that?
All you have to do is Google the bruises.
Google? What? Here's what I recommend. You get me some proof as to what they're controlling and proof of it. And then it'll make sense, but just for it to be hearsay and no proof, it's just hearsay. And the world love hearsay. They don't even care about not having real proof.
Why do they all cover?
Because on one hand, you're saying the Mason controlled everything, and then you said, well, the Mason are controlled by the Jews and the Muslims, but if they're controlled by somebody else, how are they controlling everything? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, let me make it make sense for you, dog. So, I love you. I love you because you appreciate white people. But listen, all the celebrities and every politician, they
always
cover...
Would you love me if I didn't appreciate white people?
Why are you interrupting me when I say something?
Would you love me if I didn't appreciate white people?
If you didn't appreciate white people?
Yeah.
No, I love you the same. I mean, you're an honest person.
Are you a Mormon?
No. I'm not a Freemason.
You are?
Well, Freemasons are Mormon.
Are you a Freemason?
No.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. 888-775-3773. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The National Guard drama, the government shutdown drama, the so-called Supreme Court drama, and over in Mount Everest, there's a blizzard and people are stuck up there. Some people got rescued. Maybe they've not stuck anymore. I'm not sure. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody loves the females. There is one line open, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. It is Monday, the 6th of October, A.D., 2025. JLP will be right back for the second hour, but it is hate news, not fake news. A blizzard stranded hundreds of trekkers on Mount Everest over the weekend as heavy snow pummeled the Himalayas. The Himalayan mountains, around 350 people have been safely evacuated, but as of this report, more than 200 were still awaiting rescue. And this report is a few hours old, so it may be that they've already been rescued. Not sure. And the National Guard, meanwhile, in America, a federal so-called judge has blocked temporarily our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, from sending any National Guard troops to Oregon. The ruling, so-called ruling, came Sunday after our greatest president attempted to deploy the Oregon National Guard to Portland, Oregon, where they've had Antifa running the show. Trump says troops are needed in Portland to protect immigration personnel and property from what he described as violent protests, accurate description, carried out by domestic terrorists, which would be Antifa. Critics, on the other hand, cynics, argue that the deployment is an abuse of power and costly for American taxpayers. Give me a break. The White on the Inside White House attempted to send National Guard members from California and Texas to Oregon, but this new ruling effectively blocked those plans. What a mess, huh? Corrupt judges. Trump then authorized the National Guard troops to be sent to Illinois amid protests and riots outside of an ICE facility in Chicago, which you heard about earlier. This woman tried to drive into a crowd of ICE agents. She got herself shot. Whew. Crazy stuff going on in the world. And she was also allegedly doxing ICE agents. These women. What's up? And the government shut down. Top congressional leaders from both parties dug in on Sunday yesterday on their opposing demands on the ongoing government shutdown, signaling the standoff will likely drag on when the Senate returns this week. Demon rats, I call them, Democrats. They have largely withheld votes from a short-term plan to fund the government, insisting that Republicans engage with them on extending enhanced Obamacare subsidies. Free stuff. They're accusing Republicans of refusing to work with them, while GOP leaders have laid out their unwillingness to talk on the subsidies until the shutdown ends. Just do a continuing resolution or whatever. The Senate has taken 4 failed votes so far to advance a bill that would keep the government open through November 21st. And meanwhile, at the so-called Supreme Court, the new Supreme Court term begins today. 9 so-called justices, only 2 of them are true justices, maybe 3, maybe 4 or 5 sometimes, set to hear a slate of high-profile cases, including politically charged controversies and divisive culture war issues. Tomorrow, the justices will hear arguments over a Colorado law banning so-called conversion therapy, which Commie Nonsense describes as the discredited practice that purports to convert so-called gay or so-called transgender people. Next week, the justices will hear a dispute over the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act, no such thing, which could impact redistricting practices nationwide and influence an election results as soon as the 2026 cycle. Polling, meanwhile, indicates Americans are deeply divided about the justices' work. 79% of Republicans approve of the so-called Supreme Court, compared with only 14% of demon rats, we call them, Democrats. Shout out, you voters. And that's according to a recent Gallup poll. Next hour, I'll tell you about the Gaza ceasefire plan. Hamas may make a deal with Trump and Israel. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And a biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a hola, a si senor. Come on, tell it, woo, and gracias. It's more than that. It's more than amazing. The absence of darkness is light. And the absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of good, of evil, is good. What does that mean? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, what the? And you just can't sit and watch the show because you're doing what it is that you're doing, You can podcast the show and listen on your iPhone or iPad. No, my bad. I've been saying that for so many years, and now I've been told you can't say iPhone, iPad. Doesn't make sense. It's the phone. So you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I hate to
fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So, I got to tell you this. I'm going to take some calls, and then I have to leave. I got something I got to do. And Hake is going to be taking over this hour and the next hour and his show. He white. And the white man can do it. So he's going to be taking over in a minute. But I want to just let you know. And if the Lord is willing and the creeps don't rise, I'll be back. Mañana. Mañana. I want to go to Kayla out of Portland, Oregon. Kayla, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Kayla.
Nice. I was calling to tell you that I overcame vices, alcohol, weed, and cigarettes.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I discovered a new vice. Well, it's one that's been going on, but it was covered up, I think, by the other vices. And I was wondering if you had advice on how to deal with this vice of feeling, quote unquote, in love and all that sort of thing.
Are you in love?
I don't know.
You think you're in love with somebody?
I don't know.
Are you
it's
in
a
love
thought.
With, are you in love with Mary Jane?
No.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. Mary Lynch. And so why you think you're in love then?
Because I'm noticing all these feelings and I keep catching myself thinking about the future and
but what I don't understand, are you, did you have you got a new boyfriend or something?
No, but just why, somebody I've met.
So you met a new guy that you think you're in love with?
Yeah, it's the guy I was talking about before. We had an amazing conversation, and then he reached out to me after I reached out to him. And
reach out and touch somebody's hand.
And then I've been texting so much because I can't stop, and I just keep watching myself. And anyway, just like pushing him away, I think, because I'm so like,
And so your question for me is what?
How do I overcome this?
Stop thinking about him.
Okay.
Because you don't love him, that's for sure. And it's not going to work, that's for sure. But if you stop thinking about him and just keep your eyes on overcoming and on the truth, and then let the truth guide you, whatever will be, it'll be perfect.
Okay.
But you're thinking about him, which is of darkness, and it's taking you away from the light, and you will make the wrong decision.
Okay. Is that why you say it won't work out?
Right. Because it's all coming from your imagination and emotions, and whatever, and nothing works when it comes from thoughts and emotions.
Okay. Well, that hurts, but okay.
What hurts?
That it won't work.
No, it's not going to work.
Because I'm thinking about it?
Yeah, you put that before God, before the truth.
Okay.
All thoughts are all lies, and those thoughts are setting you up by keeping you away from the presence of the truth so that the truth can add unto you. And because you've gone away from that and you're into thoughts, the wrong decisions are made for you, but you think you're thinking it and feeling it, and it's not you.
Okay.
It's all ego. He's not loving you, and you're not loving him.
All right. Now that makes sense.
But I'm not telling you to dump him or anything like that, but I am telling you to stop thinking about it or suggesting that you do.
Okay. Just keep catching the thoughts and keep going. Okay.
Just catch the thoughts. Don't call them you. And then just take it one moment, one day at a time, and you'll be fine. But if you go with the thoughts on it, you will. The wrong decision will be made for you.
Okay.
Because you don't even make, we don't even make our own decisions, to be honest.
Right.
We're not in control of anything.
Okay. All right. I understand.
I wish you well. Are you doing a silent prayer every day?
Every morning, every night, and throughout the day.
Right on. Well, stay with that.
Yes, sir. Will do.
And don't pay any attention. Just notice that these thoughts are telling you these things, and don't do anything about it. Just be aware of it, but go on with your life.
Okay, I will.
I wish you well.
Very good. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, hate is coming to take over right now. You coming now? Let's do the super chat real fast.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Angband Art. Good morning, Bond crew. This is my regular bribe money to get Jesse to keep saying the truth. One of those shrouded white men behind the curtain, he says. P.S.
Thank you.
Church was like a C.S. Lewis novel, just watching characters say everything and anything to protect their hell while the angels just watch their helping hands be denied.
What a mess. Thank you.
Terry bought a coffee. Who is raising these women to completely disregard their own safety and put themselves on the line to defend criminals? What a sad way to live.
It is. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts on the biblical question.
What? I mean, the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
They don't overlap. There is no in-between, says No More Thoughts.
Thank you, No More Thought. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. So now I got to run. I got to run.
Okay.
Hate coming now, and hate's taking over, and I'll be back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. You want me to take this?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Nice. Thank you, Nick, the anchor baby. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies.
Amazing.
We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. That's the JLP and the Bond crew. Hate taking over. So we got to all of your super chats. We will get to any others that may come, but JLP may not hear them. So if they are for JLP, make sure that you let us know so that we can read them when JLP comes back tomorrow, hopefully. All right? So we'll see what happens. You guys take care of some stuff. Those who don't know, I am James Hake, host of The Hake Report. Most of you guys know me, and I'll be filling in for the rest of this show here today. And thank you to the anchor baby helping to make it happen, and for Derek, the black producer. And we will get to any remaining super chats. You are welcome to call in 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Hake is live. I will be live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. Very nice. What happened? Ask Forgive Your Mama. JLP has to step out and take care of some business. All right? Nice. So Hake is filling in. I have some topics to cover, courtesy of our greatest producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson show, Derek. And one of those was, let's see here. I wanted to cover Steph Curry. Stephen Curry. You guys heard of him? I have had a judgment upon Steph Curry ever since he was all overly friendly with Obama, because Obama and he hung out a lot. But Steph Curry is supposed to be a Christian. And Obama He plays like he's Christian friendly, I guess. But Steph Curry's one of those light-skinned blacks, and he's just fallen for the liberal black racism-believing agenda, apparently. And, you know, he's a young, talented, I guess he's not that young anymore, basketball player, very good at three-pointers shooting. And so much respect to him for that. But he got married because he grew up in the church, and his wife, I think, also grew up in the church. And I've heard of this type of thing happening over and over among young people who grew up in the church, where they get married because they're told to get married. And so there's this clip that's been circulating online, according to Hot 97. It's a radio station, I think, right? From an interview Ayesha Curry, that's his wife, did with not very Christian podcast that Kamala famously went on, right? Did Kamala go on it? I think so. Call Her Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Call Her Daddy podcast back in August, a few months ago. During this episode, Ayesha Curry, Mrs. Curry herself, Steph Curry's wife, reveals that she had a different plan for her life before marrying the NBA star Stephen Curry. Quote, "I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married," unquote. She told Alex Cooper, Mrs. Alex Cooper, a woman named Alex. And so this clip was from, it's a minute clip from X. And here is the little clip of their talk. Catch this.
"I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be career girl and that's it. And I had my eyes set on my goals. And I was never the little girl that like dreamt about the wedding dress and all of that. And then it happened so early in my life."
Did you talk to Steph about it?
"He tries to resonate with me, but he just can't. And he also comes from a place of like, it's effing stupid. Like, it's not true. So why are you?" And I'm like, "But wait, like, listen to how it makes me feel." And he's like, "But why does it make you feel like that? It's not real." After we got married, we found out we were pregnant with our daughter so quickly. I didn't even have time to think about what I wanted anymore. It's so interesting. I spent my entire life like trying to work towards something, and then it kind of just disappeared and I didn't think twice about it. But after my daughter turned one, I remember there being a shift and being like, I have goals for myself. Like, this doesn't feel right. I love being a mom, but I love doing other things too. And I need to get my shit together and figure out what that looks like for myself now.
Some Christian, huh? Cussing up a storm. But shout out. That's what Christians do nowadays. They cuss. I know a lot of Christians who cuss. Liberal Christians. But I feel like this is such a setup because women have been set up so badly to be all into themselves and think about what you want in life. It feels like most men, boys who grow up, most of us, I feel like, don't have a clue what we want to be when we grow up. But girls, for some reason, they get all these cockamamie ideas in their heads that they want this or that. And then they hold on to it. And she's still holding on to it. And it sounds like he's pretty sensible about it. He said, "This doesn't make sense. You already have kids and stuff like that." And by the way, don't kids only last for the 18 years that they're children? And then you're free to do whatever afterwards. And if she got married that young, she still looks pretty young. Then she'll have time to do whatever she wants. And the kids they have four children. They take care of themselves. "Hake, I cuss like a sailor, sir," says Queen. four children, daughters Riley and Ryan, and sons Cannon and Caius. Elizabeth Curry. Riley Elizabeth Curry, born in 2012, turned 13 in 2025. Yeah, they take care of themselves. That's that selfishness. And then people are pulled into a selfish thinking life because, and this pushed on women big time. Oh, get your career. Think about what you want in life. But if you just live your life, you find that you're just fine as is. You're fine in your life as you are. You may realize if you just calm down and live in the present. Terrible. Ayesha Curry. And she's still talking about that. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think of Stephen Curry as that strong of a guy. But even in his weakness, he's more sensible than she is. I find that's the case commonly among women and men. Even women who are more conservative than their husbands, are more Christian, so-called, than their husbands, are into the truth more than their husbands. The husbands end up knowing what's up more than the woman. I just find that interesting. A nice little Female Monday segment for you guys and gals. I'm not used to that door being closed. Oh. Would you put the fan on me? Nice. So, poor. We're praying for. Oh, sure. The guy's early. I don't know. Is Jesse still here? Should be gone. Okay, nice. So, Ayesha Curry. Well, the car's here. Nice. FYI. Stephen Curry. Poor guy. I'm shaking my head. Let me get to a caller. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. Mikkel is a first time. Say it again. Mikkel is a first time caller out of Delaware on the line here. Mikkel, how you doing? Thank you for calling and holding.
Good. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I just wanted to share my experience because I forgave my parents yesterday, and I hear people calling and asking about like what's supposed to happen and talking about how they feel and stuff.
Okay.
So yesterday, or 2 days ago, I thought about forgiving them, or I told myself that I wanted to, and I ended up not doing it that day. So I went to sleep, and I had a dream that I did. So, and I woke up and went for a walk, and then I ended up doing it. And with my mother, it was in person, face to face. And, you know, my evil self thought that it would be blown up and I'll get some type of reaction. But she literally just said, okay, and that was the end of it.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And then with my father, we don't really have a relationship. So I just ended up having to text him that and leave it at that. And I just wanted to say, like, afterwards, you know, I didn't really feel anything or... there was no like relief, but I just feel like now, you know, when I do resent them or do react to them, I'm more accountable because I know I've forgiven them and I know that they're doing their best and can't help themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
You still interact with them a lot?
Yeah. Well, at least my mother.
Why? Out of curiosity.
Because at the moment, like, I have a child, and I'm not with his mother. And my mom and my aunt are in his life. They've been in his life, you know, his whole life. So
he takes
I don't
care.
Know if that's an ex-
Your mother no, takes care of your son?
No, no.
Oh, okay. You just bring them around. Bring the son around.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you think that's and, wise?
No, I don't. I can see the hell in them in him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's an excuse or what it is, but I think that I'm waiting for, you know, like the right moment or I guess, you know, when I'm actually able to, you know, totally cut them out of our lives and his life, because they're not serving no purpose.
So you're waiting for the right moment to cut her out of his life?
That's what I call it. I don't know what I'm waiting for. I think I'm just making excuses.
Huh. Interesting. You bring them over there? You bring your, I mean, no. I say them. You bring your son over there?
No, I don't. I don't bring him around or invite them over or anything, but if, you know, they're at something, like an event, a family event or something, I don't, like, stop it or anything. I don't invite them over, but.
Oh, okay. Mikkel. Mm-hmm. What kind of ethnicity is Mikkel, if you don't mind my asking?
He's black.
Oh, you're black?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, well, okay, and then your father, you weren't able to get in touch with him, so you just texted him.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't take a call or a FaceTime or anything?
Yeah, I had tried calling him. It was over Facebook, because I don't have his number.
Oh, okay.
I've met him probably twice ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you resent him? Or did you ever think that you did?
I never thought I did, but of course I have to somehow, you know. I didn't for a time didn't think that I resented my mother, but I have to, you know. I know now that I definitely do. So yeah, I don't think or haven't recognized the resentments I have with my father really, but I know I do probably.
You might not. I mean, who knows? Because if you only met him a couple of times, did your mother poison your mind against him?
No, not really.
Nice. But you definitely realized that you did resent her.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't think you did at first.
No, or maybe I didn't want to believe it, you know, because I had a mama, you know, not a mother. So, yeah. You know, I was created through her, you know, and, you know, she controlled me and stuff, and I didn't see it.
How old are you?
I'll be 33 next week.
Okay. So it's the same situation, your father, except you're in your son's life.
Yeah.
And so the mother is not in his life or is?
She's not.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, right on, man. I definitely, if you know that she's not good for your son, and let's say that you don't have to go to every family event if you don't want
to.
It's not, they're not bad to go to necessarily. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Is your mother messing with your son's mind?
Is she influencing? Definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, well, I wouldn't. She has some type of influence. Like he understands because I try to treat him like a person. So he understands, like, she can be evil and that some of the things she does, she has no control over. At least I try to get him to have some type of understanding. But, you know, I've only really come to some type of understanding within the past year or two. So, you know, He only knows what I tell him, and I don't know too much, so I can't tell him too much.
Right. How old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, nice. Well, then he has his own mind by now.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think that she like influences him, poisoning him, but like, you know, just him being around that influences it. And I can see like from her being around all his life, you know, how it's influenced him and how, you know, he's not, how he's a part of her or whatever.
How did she influence you?
She influenced me by, I would say like just oppression and you're being in fear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause that's all she had to get you to do her way.
Yeah.
What a mess.
And I feel like she's like a fearful person and like one of those type of people that's like only obedient to their job.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Mikkel. I will talk to you after a few minutes here if you can hold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. I'm James Hake filling in for JLP for the rest of the morning here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We'll be right back after a minute here.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, 888-775-3773. This is the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hake, guest hosting for JLP. We do have all of the regular shows on as normal the rest of the day. The Hake Report coming up after this. And then American Anchor, baby. Check it out from 11 to 1 Central Time. I mean, 11 to 1 Pacific Time. I'm used to mine. Mine is 11 to 1 Central. Anchor Baby is 11 to 1 Pacific Time. That is 1 to 3 Central, 2 to 4 Eastern Time. Nice. And check out Church with J.C. Lee Peterson. As you heard in the commercial, if you were paying attention, counseling at Bond, always excellent and recommended. Check out the counseling services, rebuildingtheman.com/counseling, or call the Bond office. You can call right now, leave a message. We're off hours right now. The phones won't ring, but you can leave a message. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or the local number 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. Always excellent. Recommended. And people are like, oh, is it the same thing as what we hear on the radio show or in church with Jesse Lee Peterson or whatever? Don't let your mind get poisoned by such nonsense. The reason I say that is because it's different when it's you talking to the directly. It's more personal. It is more, you actually have to face yourself. And so, nice. Very nice. Because you can sit and judge and see right through a person's problems, listen in third hand, right? Listening to JLP talk to somebody else. But when you're talking directly, you may realize something that you didn't realize. So just a nice little tip there in favor of getting private counseling. And you can be a little bit more open than whatever. Sweet. Very nice. And make sure you do support Bond. 1-800-411-BOND. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. 323-782-1980. It's cool. It is very... Both Zionists and anti-Zionists support. Welcome. Both white and black and Latino. Both pro-amnesty and pro-illegal and pro-ICE. Welcome. Both Catholic, even the Irish are welcome to donate. I know I talk about the Irish. I've turned over a new leaf regarding the Irish. I may be wrong about them. FYI, this is a side note regarding stuff on my show, on the Heek Report. Anyway, let me get back to the calls here. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. I would like to talk with Mikkel. How do you pronounce your name again, Mikkel?
Mikkel.
Mikkel. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for holding, man. So you forgave your mother. Did you expect something to be different?
No, not really. I didn't, because I felt like even before I forgave her, I felt like that it wouldn't make a difference. So once I did it, I didn't feel any different.
You felt that it wouldn't make a difference?
Yeah.
Did you, so you saw you resented her. Did you realize you were wrong for resenting her?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely.
Nice.
And you know, you asked me, why won't I separate my son from my mother and my family?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's because then I'll have to take responsibility for like his upbringing or his actions or whatever.
But you make it sound like she's just at events, like family events. How many family events do you have? Because it seems like you would be bringing him up. I'm a little confused because it sounds like you would just be bringing him up for most of the time. The mother's not in his life. He's probably goes to, does he go to public school?
Yeah.
Does he walk to school or you drive him? Or he take the bus?
Oh, he catches the bus.
Nice. That's fun. So how much is the family in his life? And you're
they're in his life a lot. We have a pretty close family.
So like weekly or daily or what?
Like weekly. Probably like a
Sundays or something?
2 to 3 times a week.
Oh. Okay. Well, and this is something that you see to do, not just some idea that you got that you're just following through.
No, it's not an idea I got. I know I can't trust my ideas. I try to have less and less of them.
But you see that they're a bad influence on him, and you do want to remove them, do you?
Yeah, I do.
And this is something that you want to do, not something that you've been told to do, and you're just doing it because you were told to.
No one's told me that. It's something I feel like I need to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm not strong enough to, I'm supposed to protect him, right? You know, so I gotta protect him. I think that's protecting him.
Nice. And at public school in Delaware, I would imagine he's getting liberal brainwashing there. I don't know, man. Or no?
I don't think so. I don't know. Most likely, it's public school, so I can't say for sure.
Do you talk to him about it at all?
Yeah, I do. That's what I was saying. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't be for sure. I can't know for sure.
Yeah.
I know it's like teachers and their principal. His principal knows like all the students by name. He speaks like 3 different languages.
Okay. But, is it a white area?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, there's like a lot of white and Mexican or like immigrants, but it's right near the University of Delaware.
Okay.
So like a big college. So there's like a bunch of immigrants.
Well, right on, man. I wish you well with, sounds like you want to separate the boy from your family to protect him. So I wish you well with that.
Thank you. I will.
Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you guys for everything you do. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Mikhail in Delaware. I went to public school. Somebody says public school is child abuse. Now, I know that I was brainwashed more in college, and I went to Christian college. I feel like I was more brainwashed in Christian college than in public school. Because I was more emotional in Christian college. So, and then, like, you get all kinds of different ideas. I never turned full-blown liberal. But, yeah, totally. You do want to know what's going on. It's rough out there. Chris was brainwashed in college for sure. Yeah, because you start to think that you know. You start to get all emotional and intellectual and pulled into your brain, to your mind, and think that you have it figured out. And then you're looking for the truth. And then you think you found it. And then you're still lost. And it's kind of like it was interesting hearing Michael talk about how his mother is subservient to her work. It's like women, this Ayesha Curry thing. Women and males will trade their idol or their boss of the world or whatever. I don't know if I... they will be subservient to one person or one set of things and then just look down on everybody else or everything else. Like they know what's really going on. Terrible. That's why young people I think that young people shouldn't be voting, shouldn't be concerning themselves, and women too, shouldn't be concerning themselves with what's going on in the world. Even young men shouldn't be concerning themselves overly with what's going on in the world. Or at least they should know that the older people are wiser than them. And the people who don't seem to care that much are wiser than them. Because you start to know something and you go crazy. The guy who shot, allegedly, Charlie Kirk, his family wasn't, what I heard was that his family wasn't that into politics, but he started to get into politics. And what happens when you start to get into politics? You start to think that you know, you become angry, and you hate. And then you hate Charlie Kirk for pushing hate, when who knows how much Charlie Kirk actually pushed hate. I don't know that he did that. I never really listened to Charlie Kirk that much. But he seemed like a regular Christian-y Christian nice guy who would sometimes go into debates with people. And people hate people over debates. Like Lin Yen Chin says on my show, Lin Yen Chin being a live chatter, that debate is hate. It's just woman noise. It's like an ego battle. When JLP would go on debates, he would just put the truth out there. He's not even trying to argue with you about your point, about your piddly little point. He's trying to wake people up with patience and no ego. But people get all wrapped up into their ego, like they know what's going on. And they end up that young man destroyed his own life and Charlie's life. The guy who went to, although, I mean, maybe he can repent. I wonder if that guy is going to get the death penalty, Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. I don't really have high hopes for that. There's no justice. It's just us. I wanted to talk about these Jewish people in Nashville. Who knew that there's Jewish people in Nashville? I guess it's sort of it's a musical city. It's strange to me to think that there's Hispanics in Delaware. Delaware, isn't that tiny little state? I don't know. News Channel 5 reports, in a town hall at Nashville's Gordon Jewish Community Center, area Jews told News Channel 5 investigates. News Channel 5 investigates is a segment of News Channel 5. They are now feeling anti-Semitism, all one word, no hyphen, to make it seem more real. The Jewish people, or the activists, have pushed and pushed and pushed to make anti-Semitism have no hyphen in it, to make it all one word. It used to be anti with a hyphen, capital S, Semitism. Anyway, from both far-right extremists and the far left. I told you, and the far-right extremists, most of them won't do anything to you. Some of them will. Some of them end up doing, like, so-called far-right, I guess. The ones who are pro-white, I mean. Occasionally, there will be guys who, like, shoot up a synagogue. But for the most part, no. And the far left are much more likely to be violent because they're much more into emotions and much more women. Women being more violent than men. Less effective, but more violent. Antifa, for example, transgender per capita. They're encouraged to be angry and violent. It's terrible. So anyway, an unlikely encounter between a so-called neo-Nazi, according to News Channel 5, and a woman who represented everything that he thought he hated, resulted in something completely unexpected. Check out this clip, clip 6, Anchor Baby, from News Channel 5. Nashville Jews, or a woman anyway, Jewish woman, I guess, and a so-called neo-Nazi. Check out this heartwarming thing, maybe.
So many people have just never really gotten to know a Jewish person.
That's right. And we're not that big of a deal, you know, like...
For members of the Jewish community that I met for this conversation...
An MTSU professor told me that another professor asked him to show him his horns because he was Jewish.
One, however, had a very different confrontation with hate.
Wake up, America! It's the Whoa. Jews!
Tell me about that day that you were on Broadway.
That day has turned into several months.
Take care of your dog.
She's scared of you.
On that Sunday afternoon on Nashville's Lower Broadway last summer, the neo-Nazi group, known by their acronym GDL, was spouting their anti-Semitic rhetoric to anyone who would listen.
I was down there, and we had some girls from Israel that were staying with us. And I was with a friend, and we had our kids down there, and it was just a day that I was just done with it.
This video from the GDL live stream shows when Melissa first got into the middle of the group's protest as they tried to recruit followers with their flyers.
I watched people say, well, what are you talking about? Where'd you get this idea? And they're able to pull them in.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. That is that woman Jewish too, or she's just Latina?
I don't know.
She's Jewish Latina. Because her last name was Alvarez. But I know some Jewish Latinos. There's this guy who is very pro-MAGA in 2016, 2017, 2018, who is like a Mexican Jewish guy. And I feel like they're, yeah, anyway, nice. Yeah. Jewish woman had a conversation. So they're acting like, okay, she's talking about how they're getting pulled in. I don't know if it's wise to be talking with these guys, honestly. If you already disagree with them, just ignore them. Anyway, the woman became angry with the claims of this so-called neo-Nazi. Here's part B.
You Jews are very selfish with your questions.
The more she listened to their hateful claims about Jews, the angrier she got.
Like, I don't know, I was just not in the mood, right?
But you got in their faces.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
I was done with it.
Guys, I am 4'11".
Wait, yeah.
I am standing around a bunch of white men.
Yeah, we know. You're not scared of us.
Yeah.
As a result of this encounter, Melissa began talking and texting for months with this GDL member from California. She says he eventually told her she was the first Jew he'd ever met.
He's just learning stuff off of the internet, and it's being reinforced constantly along with people. So he has these wild misconceptions about what Judaism looks like, what Jews are. It was actually a positive conversation that came out of it.
Is he still a member of GDL?
No, he's not.
What it took, she thinks, was getting him to finally see a Jewish person as a fellow human being, a thought that occurred to her when she attended the trial of Ryan McCann, the Canadian GDL member who was recently convicted for his assault of a young Jewish man.
I just wonder how it would have turned out if this person would have just made a Jewish friend from the get-go.
I don't know. I don't like this. I don't like this mama answer to the anger, personally. Because she's basically mama-ing them. I did find it interesting. Little side note, that this 4'11 Jewish Latina gal, I gather she's Latina. She's got to be Latina, right? Alvarez? Or maybe she's married an Alvarez. Maybe she's like a Sephardic Jew. She got into the middle of them because she knew that they wouldn't be violent. I find that very interesting. In Nashville, a guy had never met a Jewish gal. And then he started to talk to her. I don't know. Okay. Nice. But that's not going to solve the hatred. She's judging them and they're judging her. And she's hating them and they're hating her. And then she's getting nicey-nice with a guy. And that's nicey nice, and meeting people isn't going to solve it. Because many a black has met a white, and they do still hate one another. Many a husband has met a wife, and they end up hating each other, and they didn't even realize they hated each other. Knowing somebody, this diversity stuff is not the answer. I know that for sure. How come they didn't have any of the activists, the white activists in there? Normally, it used to be that the mainstream media would talk with the so-called far right, would talk with the white activists. But now they won't even talk with them. They'll just talk about them, seemingly, more commonly. I don't know. Now, I don't think that woman was wise to talk with them. Because she thinks that she's going to save them. That's mama stuff. Stay away from that. 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. We're going to go to a break shortly here. Hake is coming in for Hake News, not fake news. JLP is out the rest of the day. We're filling in for him. I'm filling in for him. Alongside Anchor Baby and Derek, the producer. Derek says that Jewish woman is just as bad as the black woman playing victim. Yeah. That's that self-righteousness. And that's only going to invite more spite between them. It's not right. We'll be right back, guys, after this break.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the J. Steely Peterson Show. Second hour and third hour, guest hosted by Hake. JLP is out for the day after hosting the first hour and the beginning of the second. We will be right back to your calls. There is one line open, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, if you would like to call in. There is one line open. It is Monday, the 6th of October, AD 2025, and after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. All right? Nice. Make sure you catch Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Always awesome. Is Hake news not fake news? Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that negotiators are in Egypt today for that Hamas and Israel ceasefire talks. Those talks. Trump's had a roadmap for peace in Gaza. He warned that he would allow continued Israeli military action unless Hamas agreed to his 20-point proposal. And he's further, and I haven't looked into the 20 points, but I don't know. He further said Hamas faces obliteration if they refuse to cede power in Gaza, and told Israel on Friday that they better pause the bombing of the enclave. I don't know if they're going to pause the bombing. Dozens of people have been killed in Israeli strikes ever since, even since Trump said that. Trump said he expects negotiations to take a couple of days, and he was told the first phase would be completed this week. Nice. So fingers crossed. Is that superstitious? I disavow. The views expressed on this show do not represent Bond or JLP or even Hake. France, French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, I'm sure I am, he resigned today just hours after being put in. Just hours after he unveiled his new cabinet. He'd been in for, I don't know, not long. A shock move plunged the country further into political crisis, claims CNN. Lecornu, L-E-C-O-R-N-U, has spent less than a month on the job. Okay, so he was on the job for less than a month, a few weeks. After being appointed by French President Emmanuel Macron in September, who is married to a woman, by the way. She's just way older than him, I say. Barely 12 hours after announcing a cabinet that largely retained the same ministers, this Sébastien Lecornu faced backlash across the political spectrum, and he stepped down. What a mess, huh? He was France's fifth prime minister in just less than 2 years, and he's leaving with the dubious distinction of being the shortest-serving French prime minister since the Fifth Republic began. Whatever the Fifth Republic is, it's scary. All right, so there is a trio of scientists, three scientists, getting the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discoveries on how to prevent the immune system from harming the body. That sounds good, because very often your immune system can mess up your body. Because, you know, allergic reactions, for example. That's your immune system going crazy, I heard. So watch out. there are a bunch of fans of Taylor Swift who are going to movie theaters, and they're watching something because there's movie theaters for some new album that she has out. What a mess. But talented songwriter, I say. But I heard that she actually didn't write all of her songs. But anyway, nice. Shout out. Or she co-wrote. And Bad Bunny, you may have heard, he was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, which is supposedly a comedy show on the weekends, on Saturdays, right? And he's a singer slash rapper. Is he kind of a rapper too? Anyway, he's going to do the Super Bowl halftime gig. And is he going to be singing in Spanish? Somebody hoped that they would sing all, that he would sing all in Spanish, because that's how much they hate the Anglos. Terrible, huh? And 2 weeks remain. Women, infant, children could run out of money because of this government shutdown. Nice. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am James Hake, filling in for Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern Time, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific, here in Los Angeles. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. You can call in. There is one line open. And we will get to your calls and your super chats. I do believe that we did get some more come in on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. And on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. So very nice. And you can call in to the listen line and listen. That is 6... What is it? let me pull up the phone number. I call it every day. That doesn't help. 605-615-4131, right? Oh, yeah, right there. 605-615-4131. That is to call into the listen line. Some of you guys like to listen on there. You can watch or listen on YouTube. On cozy.tv/JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson on YouTube, Jesse Lee Peterson on pill.net, as well as Rumble. What's up, Rumble crew? Put the smack down over there, the snake pit. What a mess. And the DU Live crew and elsewhere, all right? It is, did I, oh yeah, okay, yeah. It's Monday, everybody. Everybody loves Mondays, so-called. You better love Mondays. And it's Female Monday. Nice.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
These poor ladies, they're so out of control and up on a ego trip. I shake my head. I thought that she said, I probably say I'm a feminist, but she's saying, I proudly say I'm a feminist. But she didn't enunciate very well, and she's not very convincing in her pride. If you were truly proud, you would be, I proudly say I'm a feminist. Not, I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you. All shy, typical white gal. Cute. I shake my head. And then a lot of these gals, when they come out of it, they just trade their feminism for another. And just push and still never be quiet. You know what I mean? Terrible. Sweet. Boom. Anyway, we will be getting to your calls. Poor ladies, huh? Poor ladies. Poor unfortunate souls. So lost. Ladies, you are welcome to call in. Let me get to a story or two before we get to your calls and your super chats. We will get to them. Some of them are addressed to me, and some of them for JLP. I want to talk about this mother and son, purported mother and son. This clip of this mother telling her son to choose between getting a haircut and keeping his slime. I don't know if that's written accurately. Anyway, this is he wants his slime, right? You know how you, did you ever get to have slime? I got to have slime. It was like green. Or keeping his slime. No. Or keeping his slime. Okay. Well, anyway, here, let's play this clip. This is from Instagram. This mother is presenting her son a choice. And this is kind of what Mikkel went through, maybe. Sorry, Mikkel. Because they don't really have authority, so they try to make deals with you or intimidate you or force you or whatever, make you cry and feel power. Check this out.
Kinsey says they want to see you get your hair cut. So you ready to get it all cut off?
No.
No?
I want ponytail.
You want a ponytail?
Yeah.
Instead of cutting it all off?
Yeah.
Here's your choices. You can either keep your hair or have slime, but you cannot have both. If you have slime, we'll cut your hair.
Keep my hair.
You want to keep it? But nice. We could cut it off instead.
No.
But we could. I could cut it.
And put ponytail on.
Okay. Are you going to mess with slime ever again?
No.
You're gonna listen to me about the slime?
Yeah. Dump it in trash. It goes in my hair, not goes out.
If it goes in your hair again, it's not coming out, right?
Yep.
We're just gonna cut your hair next time.
Yeah.
So Instagram is the person who posted this on Instagram said, poor little boy. That's a boy.
Kinsey says they want
to. Okay, so
there's more captions here.
Yeah. Anchor Baby has paused it in the right place. Telling my son it's haircut or slime. So how come she's calling this person the son?
I think that's a boy.
So it is a boy in like a frilly dress. So it's not a girl, but she's saying it's a son. She's calling it this young man a son. This young kid a son.
And it sounds like the issue here is the slime got in his hair.
Oh.
And so that's where the ultimatum's coming from. Like, you're never going to, either you get to play with slime or you get to have long hair.
Oh.
And so the mother here is a little frustrated about this. Like, okay, you get to keep one or the other.
I don't get why, other than being internet famous and getting the ego from being on the internet, I guess I just answered my own question. Why these gals, or guys either, but gals mainly, put their stuff on the internet? This is like a fat supposed family thing. So this is a... Okay, so first of all, that is a boy?
I can't confirm, but okay, everything indicates that it is. I mean, besides the captions, well, I guess nothing indicated from the air interaction.
And the purported
it really
mother...
really is just the captions.
The purported mother looks stylish, like sort of dykey. Can you say dykey?
You can say that. Okay. Don't ask me. You asked me the wrong guy.
Yeah, yeah, true. But anyway, sort of lesbian or something.
Yeah.
That, at least in hair, that style. Short. And that's a little kid, 6, 7, 8, I would guess. 9, maybe, if it's a small kid for 9. But that looks maybe even like 5. Still has sort of a baby voice.
The caption at the bottom implies that the person who created this video put that one. The blue one at the bottom, because it says telling my son.
Right. Whereas the one in the middle that's covering up the child's face wouldn't be put there by the woman who's making this video.
It's all kinds of weird.
Yeah.
You know what's even weirder is her spirit, like her attitude. If you notice, it's like so weird to be like, oh, you got these two choices, and then the kid makes the choice, and then she starts whispering to you, but I'll do, like trying to tell him to do something else. So why give him the choices?
Like, that's right, because so the boy wanted the slime and not the haircut.
It was just weird. Like, it's just
that's
confusing,
right.
Confusing.
If it is a
spirit.
Boy, if it is a boy, that's a boy thing to care about your own slime rather than some haircut. A boy doesn't even notice that he wants his hair cut. Anyway, thank you, Derek. This is according to the video description, and the mother's choice of words. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought that the boy didn't want his hair cut, and he wanted to hold on to the slime, so that's why I was confused. But it sounds like he didn't want his hair cut, even though he wanted
to... He's keeping
a
ponytail. The hair. And sounded like was agreeing with her on her book. She's like, okay, so now you're not going to touch slime, right? And he's like, okay, I won't touch slime anymore.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, he's a kid.
Yeah,
know, like
this boy, this child wants slime.
Yeah,
even
tomorrow he might
like
want slime again.
Interesting. And slime is just toy. It's just toy slime. It's not like real slime. It's not like it's nasty.
But you had slime growing up, you said?
Yeah.
I mean,
we had slime from those things you put a quarter in.
Oh.
I was hesitant to spend a whole quarter, but you would put a quarter in and you would get one of those things that's enclosed, and it's either that hand thing. You spin the hand thing around and it sticks.
Those
were
the best.
Or you get the slime.
So I definitely remember that.
And they smelled cool.
The hand toy, yeah, with the smell. I definitely remember that. But this slime thing is like, I've been seeing this thing, the slime stuff where they make everything into slime. There's a slime store actually near the Grove. There's a whole slime emporium.
Oh.
And so, I don't know. I'm thinking it's like a new thing.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm wondering, what's up with slime? But yeah, shout out these toys.
It's
the
fun.
Best.
Nice. Well, parents, what are you going to do? Fret not, though. A lot of people are like, oh, we got to protect the kids. Don't worry. God's got them, maybe. God's got the ones who see through it. Because a kid, I've heard stories in which a kid can be raised in a dark environment, such as like San Francisco, you know, the Bay Area. And they're raised by lesbians and transgenders and the... school classroom is all applauding. Oh, you're raised by a same-sex couple. That's great, or whatever. And the kid, you can't squelch the light of, you can't put out the light of God in him. The kid knows that that's wrong. People can see through phoniness if they're ready to. They can see through, and that's partly why they don't see the light in the Christians, because the Christians are phony too. And then these phony people are about protecting the kids. So don't worry about it. But it's not right. It is messing. More of them will get more messed up than not. The poor ladies and the poor children. Women, infant children. Food stamps going away, according to the news, in a couple of weeks. It's going to run out of money if they don't reopen the government, which should be fine because, honestly, they're babying the women, and that's not good. Sick. Okay. One more quick woman story, and then I will get to your calls, okay? One more quick woman story. This is a woman in Riverside? County, California. Just way out there in the boonies, not that far. A woman is suing, according to Fox 11, Riverside County Sheriff's Department, saying a deputy was stalking her. And I don't know if that's true. Women do claim stalking very quickly. Sometimes they claim harassment. These are woman words. So you don't know what the truth is. But also you don't know what the truth is because deputies are not very professional necessarily anymore. Because we've been very loosey-goosey with our immigration and with our raising of people. And so you don't know what a deputy may be doing. So who knows? Check this out from Fox 11 News, Los Angeles area. Here it is.
Son, my youngest one, he's a very talkative kid, so he went up to the police officers. And
Brianna Ortega says it was September 2023 when she and her sons had a brief interaction with law enforcement at a family event at Coachella. She says among the group was Riverside County Deputy Eric Piscatella.
I had a conversation with the sheriff, and that was that. You know, I didn't think anything of it.
Brianna says no contact information was exchanged, but she says months later she started receiving unsolicited texts. She says she did respond to him because she needed police assistance for an issue her sister had. But she says his texts became more persistent and romantic and escalated when he showed up to her house unannounced while in uniform.
As soon as I got there, I had put my stuff down and I was walking to the bathroom, and then I hear banging on my door.
She says she let him in because he claimed someone was in her backyard and had jumped the fence. Brianna says she became suspicious and started recording this encounter.
Yeah, he was pretty without me, good.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to be rude or unprofessional.
In the video, Brianna says you can hear him complimenting her and interacting with her kids.
What school do you guys go to?
That's when Brianna says she reported him to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Her attorney says after that, the department started an investigation.
He was using law enforcement databases to access her personal information, including her phone number and address. And he was charged criminally and ultimately pled to several misdemeanor counts as a result of this.
Brianna says nearly 2 years later, the fear of being harassed or stalked still lingers.
Terrible. What a mess. The first thing I notice is she's like pretty and she's all like done up. Is she a single mother? These single mothers, man.
She got that Latina single mother.
Maybe. Yeah. And of course, it was a Latino guy who's like, I don't mean to be professional. He just can't help being unprofessional and rude. Oh my gosh. That's cringeworthy. Ladies, what a mess. They attract it, and then they play victim because that's scary.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Same. I don't know. I gather that I think something
he
like,
kind of was stalking her, it sounded like.
Right.
The way that
like
they present
the
story. Now, he pleaded, whatever. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, it sounded, I'm agreeing with you, it just sounded like maybe at the end he did commit, like he went too far.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to wonder what kicked it off.
Right.
And I bet you it wasn't like totally just him being weird, at least at the beginning. But then apparently he started using his job.
Yeah.
You know, he maybe thought it was romantic. He's like, I'm just going to pretend like there was somebody in the backyard. It'd be a great excuse to talk to her.
It was him in the backyard.
Girls plot too. When they like the guy, they'll plot too. They're like, I'll just end up here and he'll think I was just here. And
yeah, we don't know the whole story. That's true.
Yeah. And then they end up being married and you never question it. You know what
I'm
saying?
Man, that's terrible. It's always cringeworthy, too, to hear a guy using pickup lines. You're pretty without your makeup. No.
Stop yeah, we're it. Not supposed to hear those.
I know.
You're just supposed to see the, like, the results, but you never want to see the process. You don't want to see that.
Oh, ladies. Be ugly. Well, not be ugly, but I don't know. Got to overcome the woman within yourself, ladies, and within yourself, guys. That was rough. All right. Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through that. I will get to your calls, but a few super chats, guys and gals. Let's read some super chats. Super chats.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Cesar or Caesar bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Saying what? All right, Hake, since you're taking over the JLP show today, you got to make sure you say, "All my life I had to fight," during the Female Monday intro, laughing faces with tears coming out. Already failed. Already failed, Cesar or Caesar. Oprah. Thank you, Cesar or Caesar. Lori says, biblical question answer. The biblical question being, the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? Lori says, to me, it simply means light and dark, or good and evil, do not work together or even exist together. That's why the purpose of life is to overcome the dark and return to perfect light, says Lori. Beautiful question, Jesse. Thank you, Lori. And thank you. JLP will give his 2 cents in on Sunday, and I may give my 2 cents sooner or later. Interesting. Eric, five coffees. Men will sacrifice their happiness for their family. Women will sacrifice their family for their happiness, and they still won't be happy. Eric, but thank you, sir. Yeah. That's true. Men are different. Anyway, Eric, five more coffees. The quickest way to ruin a relationship is to treat a woman as an equal, says Eric. Wow. Interesting. Thank you, Eric. Kayla, five coffees. Hake slash Jesse, what does it mean to love someone? What is love? No opinion? Thank you all and have a wonderful day, says Kayla. And JLP is not here to answer that at this time. But what it means to love someone, and what is love? It's definitely not that romantic feelings stuff. Because you know over and over and over and over and over again, that turns into hatred. And that's just emotional excitement, and it's just selfishness. You hear on the movies, I never want to be away from this feeling I have with you. I've heard guys say that on movies to gals. Ugh. So that's just bodily reactions, basically. Patience, calm, even keel, consistent. That's what I think that love, that's among the things that love is. I was about to say are. But thank you, Kayla. That's my best response. Eric, five coffees, five more coffees. Women are in conflict with their need for attention and their need to be perceived as quote unquote good. Yeah, huh, Eric? You're talking about that woman who got herself stalked by the cop? Who knows? You know, it's like there was a woman who called my show months ago, maybe a year ago, who said that she keeps on getting stalked. I'm like, what's wrong with you that you keep on getting stalked? I've never been stalked that I know of. Maybe a little bit. But even in those instances of getting stalked, it's something that you fed. Eric, five more coffees. Love is not hating. In answer, I guess, to Kayla. Love is understanding without judgment, truth without anger. Yeah, very nice. Let me double check over on the Cash Apps, and then we'll get to the YouTube. Over on YouTube, Heidi, new member, welcome. Walking Roscoe has been a member for 2 months. Great work, as always. Jim, hey, he calls me Jim. Oh, thank you, Derek and Nick, for keeping the JLP show going. You all rock. Quadruple exclamation mark. Nice. Thank you. Very cool. And let me just double check over here on the Rumble crew. I think we're pretty well caught up. Derek says thank you. Very nice. All right, so there is one line open, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Hank out of Texas is on the line over here. Hank, thanks for calling and holding, man. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey. So what's your name? You're not Jesse, right?
Right, I'm James. Hey.
Oh, Jesse James. Hey, Jesse James, huh?
Yep.
The Jesse James, hey, the Jesse James show, huh?
That's right.
What's up, buddy? No, I'm just calling in just to, you know, shout out to the show. And that guy Jesse, he's a quite a character, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think he's half sleeping and half awake sometimes when I see him.
He's very relaxed.
Which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, that's just fine. You know, I just wonder, what is he on, Adderall or?
No, nothing like that. Just medicine. The love of God.
Oh, there you go. It must be the Holy Spirit keeping him awake, huh?
That's right.
That's
thank you, Hank.
Up, buddy.
Appreciate your call, man.
Yeah, I'm just... Oh, yeah, okay. Well, can we keep talking, or you got another phone call?
Well, you're just saying hi, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, hello, and yeah, maybe we could talk about some things. What are we talking about here?
Oh,
what do you guys like to talk about?
Nothing, man. Call me. Call another time. Call tomorrow. You can talk with Jesse or with whoever's hosting if you have a question or comment. Thanks, man. Take care. Osbun out of Indiana, a first-time caller. Osbun.
Hey, Hake. How you doing?
Doing well. Is this how you pronounce your name?
Osbun. Yep, that's
Osbun.
Right.
Osbun. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I have some questions for you. I was wanting to know, how did you come to know Jesse?
Word of mouth. I heard of his church back in 2007 or so. And maybe it was 06. And then so I started coming to church because they said, oh, you're from L.A.? You should check out Jesse Peterson, Brotherhood of a New Destiny. And so I searched it on the internet and started coming to church.
What was it like meeting him the first time?
He was just a regular, normal guy, a real guy. And the men running the church were just normal guys. And it was cool.
Yeah. What's it like being with him in person every day? Because from our point of view, it's like he's like a larger-than-life character. And I was wondering, what's it like being with him? And has that led you to become more clear in your daily life, just being in his presence?
Not necessarily. It's a normal thing. It's like you come to work, you work with the guy, you believe in the work, and you being me, right? I come to work, I believe in the work, I agree with what he's doing, I see very plainly that, I mean, you can tell in how he speaks that he lives what he preaches. So it's just normal. And no, it doesn't necessarily wake you up or enlighten you. You do hear the truth every single day, and you see an example of it, living it. But no, you have to live your own life, you know? It's not gonna change you. There's plenty more opportunities to wake up and snap out of it, I guess. But I think that you're always given opportunities to wake up.
What's the silent prayer practice been like for you? Like, I hear Jesse's take on it every day, but I'm curious what does it done for you?
A little bit of a dose of back to reality and calm.
Do you practice every day like he suggests?
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for, like, that are unique to Hake that we might not hear from Jesse?
Oh, hold on, Osborne. We're coming to a break, sir, if you can hold on for a minute here.
Sure.
All right. The treasure chest is opening on DLive, everybody, allegedly, and the scratch-offs on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson. We'll be back in right just a moment. Hang tight.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Jesse, 888-775-3773. I am James Hake, filling in for Jesse Lee Peterson. Stepped out, has to take care of some business. JLP will be back. All right. I will be hosting the Hake Report as normal, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then American Anchor Baby. Make sure you catch the Anchor Baby. He has great energy, as you hear JLP say all the time. And you can call in to both of our shows, if you so please. We're live on YouTube and Rumble. And then we're also on audio podcast, okay? Very nice. Very nice. And shout out to Derek, the producer. Make sure you donate to Bond if you have been helped, or if you see it's helping others. Or say you're a hater and you're constantly listening and calling and super chatting and whatever. You can donate by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call the Bond office, 1-800-411-2663. 1-800-411-BOND. Or you can call for counseling. And the local number is 323-782-1980. The phones open 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Pacific. But if you're calling off hours, you can leave a message, all right? Did you hear that Rite Aid is closing? All the Rite Aids are closing, I heard. That's crazy. But I never really liked the term Rite Aid, personally. I preferred Thrifty. They used to be Thrifty, and now they're Rite Aid. What a mess. Anyway, we will get to any of your remaining super chats and calls. There is one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Let me get back with Osborne, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Osborne, thanks, sir. You had a question for me?
Yeah, I got one more. What was it like when you went to forgive your mother?
It was interesting because the first time I went, I told her it was after I realized that I did resent her. Because like Mikkel from Delaware in the second hour, I didn't realize that I resented her. But I realized it, and so I told my parents that I hated them.
How did she react?
She's like, oh, we need to hang out every week. So that you don't have hatred. I'm like, what? That's not how it works. But I
what did you feel
anyway.
When you were going to approach her?
I don't remember. It's been so long. It was, I was a little nervous, but I knew that I should do it. And then eventually I kind of off the cuff talked with them about something going on and then admitted that I was wrong, that I knew I was wrong for judging them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did it a few months ago and wow, it is a liberating experience. I recommend anyone listening to go do it. And you will be afraid. I was apprehensive. My mom not got that great of health. I thought, oh, you're just going to make her upset. What are you going to do if this pushes her over the edge? But I think we all have the right to forgive.
Uh-huh.
And however that person reacts, that's up to them. But we all have the right to do that and forgive.
Yeah.
Totally.
Nice, man. And you asked if I had any tips personally.
The silent prayer in particular.
Oh, and for the silent prayer in particular.
Any advice, I would like to hear it, but I would like to, if you have any silent prayer tips that are unique to Hake that we might not hear from Jesse.
I would just say I like, in general, sticking with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that you don't know. Mm-hmm. That is probably the best I can give right now. About whatever thing.
And you had a tip for in general?
Yeah. That's the tip for in general. Stick with what you know.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Osmond. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Yep. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me get with Tyler, a first-time caller in Arizona. Tyler, thank you for calling and holding, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, James, how are you?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, just hearing you guys are talking about church and the Bible, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
So, I mean, it just came upon me, like, this, like, light just went off in my head, right? Like the Bible, and it talks about, you know, the Bible and the tribes, right? In the Bible. And how the Bible, it talks about the tribes, right? So I was thinking, does that have to do with, like, the Native Americans?
No, man. No, there's
tribes
of Judah or the tribes of Israel, whatever. I don't know. The 12 tribes of Israel.
Because I was thinking.
Because there's American Indian tribes.
Yeah, those ones. That's what I'm talking about. That the Bible was about the Indian tribes that were genocided for the American land. So that's what a light went off my head. And I was like, that's the truth.
What?
They were sex. They were genocided. The Native
they were
Americans.
Not genocided that I'm aware of. Maybe they were.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's a liberal word.
Yeah, so in the Bible, and you know how Native Americans...
Why are you calling that a light in your head?
Because before, I didn't relate the Bible with Native Americans. But now, a light went off on me. Well, maybe the Bible actually about the tribes that were sacrificed. And the Jesus representation is actually the Native Americans put on the cross and sacrificed for the American land. Maybe that's the truth.
I doubt it.
But that's what I was saying. And the spirit, you know how they're very spiritual, the Native Americans. Maybe that's where the prayer comes from the Native Americans, because they're very spiritual people, right?
I don't know.
So maybe that's the truth. I think so, buddy. I think I'm onto something. But
have you been
my
smoking,
point is,
have you been smoking pot?
No, not today.
But you have.
But I'm saying.
But you have heavily in the past, in recent past.
Yeah, in the past. I
were
have.
You smoking? When, were I, you smoking it or high when this idea,
yeah,
this bright light came
and
to
see,
you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that light, and it makes sense. It makes sense because if you think about
it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Which Indian said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," when we, the white paleface, sacrifice them?
Uh-huh.
Did they say, "I've never heard an Indian say, forgive them, they know not what they do"?
Yeah, you never heard them say it. That doesn't mean that they didn't say it.
Well, fair.
But what I'm saying is, think about it. Who else has been sacrificed for the land that way?
The Palestinians. Sorry, that's not funny. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Exactly. The genocide of Native American Indians.
Uh-huh.
And that's why everything going on right now politically, it has to do with that, because Native Americans are speaking up and people are going crazy about it because they don't want the Indians to claim America. Because then think about it. It could mess up business, right? If Indians want to claim their land, then it's going to take a business away because they're thinking, hey, Native Americans are thinking, hey, this is our land. Why are we not profiting like the European or Africans or everyone else that's profiting off America? Why aren't Native Americans profiting? Because you hear the stories of them being so poor in 2025, and it's like you see all these other people that are foreign to America, and they're making a lot of money.
Are you
like
part
Middle Eastern
people. Are you part American Indian?
I may be. I am Mexican.
Yeah.
So they say there's a lot of, Native Americans in Mexico. So I may be came. But, and you know what my theory is? You know, before Europeans came here with the African slaves, before that happened, there was a bunch of tribes across America, right? And when they landed in the East Coast in Florida, because that's the closest to the, you know, Europe and Africa, you know, the East Coast, they sailed across the Atlantic. When they landed on the East Coast, that's when they started wiping out the tribes and they started pushing them west, right? And then when they're pushing them west, that's when you have all the Mexican War and all that, where they took California and all those other states and they pushed them down to Mexico. That makes sense to me. They kind of funneled them down to Mexico and they took all the land from the East Coast to the west. And that makes sense to me. So that's what I'm saying, that the genocide was this genocide of the Native American Indians, and that's what the Bible is about. But they don't want you to think that, right? They want to relate it. They want to relate it to another part of land, and they rewrote history just so you don't think that the Native Americans are the real Jews, but they are. They are the real Jews, the Native Americans. Think about it.
But what about the blacks?
You mentioned,
are the blacks part Jews too? Because the blacks think that
they're just Africans. They're just Africans. But they tried, the Africans tried to take the identity of Native Americans. Because you know why? Europeans and Africans, they feel displaced in America, but they don't want to feel that. They want to feel that they're American, right? So they don't want, because they're displaced. This is not their homeland. Their homeland is Europe and Africa, right?
Do you have a job, Tyler? Don't dox your job, but do you have a job? Do you work?
No, the thing is, this is the problem. I have advocated for Native American Indians on the social media, and now that has ruined my job because of that truth. People are afraid of that truth, so they stay away from the truth and the light, so they get mad and they say, okay, you know what? You're not going to make money because you're speaking the truth. So, you know what? We don't want to hire you because in our company, we have a diverse people. We have African, European. We have everybody except Native Americans working for us. So you know what?
We want to be
on Native American lands, but we don't want to work with Native Americans.
But Tyler,
see, that doesn't make sense to
Tyler,
me. That doesn't make sense to me. Yes, sir.
Sometimes you're not supposed to speak the truth at a job. You're just supposed to do your job. And
yeah, that's
and not,
true. That's
and
what
not
I'm
necessarily
saying.
Want to
but
preach.
The thing is, no. The thing is, nowadays people get into your business. See, I don't
Yeah, I know.
That exactly. I'm smart enough to know. They tell you not to speak politics. religion at work, which I don't. But the thing is, when they hire me and I look Native, they go into my personal business. They want to know who I am, right? So then they find out, because, you know, nowadays, when people have your information, they could go on the computer and search you and say, hey, let's what see you should what do this is, guy's about.
What I recommend if you do want a job is you take your socials private. You make them private. And don't try to spread
the
word
it's
about
weird. Yeah.
That.
And you know, that's a dumb thing I did.
Yeah.
I didn't really, you know, because I didn't think that they were going to investigate me like that. But I guess nowadays that's part of the background check. So people, if you guys are hearing me, be careful. When you go out to job, really try to keep your social media and your, I know, because.
Yeah. Be you know, careful when, like what I you said, put out you there put, online.
Yeah, and that, you know, I learned
keep
that.
Keep it light and friendly. Yeah, I learned it kind of late, too. Fortunately, I
young and dumb, you know, like they say. Yeah. I use that excuse, young and dumb, right?
Right.
I'm 37 now, and I learned not to do that. But the thing is, and it sucks. You know, let's say, like, a viral video goes out about you, and it just ruins your life. Yeah. Imagine that. You can't take back that
but
video.
But it doesn't really
right?
ruin your life. It's just... It just changes your life, maybe. It
because
changes
that
your outer
was
life.
Always out there. Yeah, it's
yeah,
always
but
out
it
there
doesn't
because
really
say,
matter. So it's not as big of a
I mean,
deal as you're thinking.
Yeah. Let's say if someone gets a video of you on a racist rant, right?
Yeah.
That video forever will mark you for life. And that's unfortunate. You know how videos
I got
can
you.
Forever. Yeah, because people are always going to see you that's you. Even though if you've changed, let's say if 10 years passed and you've changed how you were 10 years ago, but that video will always be you to other people.
Right.
But you know,
people
you
are judgmental, man.
Inside,
hey, Tyler, I gotta run. Call me again another time. Or you
guys,
can call
guys
me
but
on
think,
my
think about that, bro. The Native Americans
I think
are
you're
the
way
true
off,
Jews.
Honestly, man. You're way off. It's ridiculous.
Way off? Yeah. I wouldn't say way off because they were killed for American lands. So I wouldn't say way off. But
okay.
I know other groups of people have been genocided, but
yeah.
The Native American Indians was one major thing because think about it. The United States is one of the countries that people make lots of money. So they don't want to let it go, right? They don't want to let America go.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk
think
again,
about it,
man.
Guys.
I will.
Hey, but I tell you this. If you bless a Native American, a blessing will come to you, brother. That's what I believe. You bless the Native Americans, the Native Americans will bless you back. And I believe
it. Nice.
All right, brother.
All right.
See you later.
You too.
Till next time.
All right. Rick in Hampton, VA is on the line over here. Rick, how you doing, sir? Oh, Rick is not ready. Hang on, Rick. Well, let's get to Mark in Michigan who's on the line over here. Mark, thank you for calling.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How's well? This is related to the last question. What do you do when someone lies on your name on purpose?
The first thing you do is nothing. Meaning you don't.
Nothing
meaning
at
you,
all.
Yeah. The first thing that you do is nothing. So that you can pause and not overreact. Because sometimes you react and that's a trap to react.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then make sure that you go through all of the hullabaloo that happens kind of inevitably in your mind as a person who takes yourself personally and get to where you're not taking yourself personally, where you're not taking it personally. And then whatever is obvious to do at that point, then you can maybe do that.
Yeah.
Because people are going to lie about you, and honestly, it's probably better. Less is more. The less you do, sometimes literally do nothing about it, and that's better. There's a guy. Let me real quick say. There's a guy who is being exposed supposedly right now for having like a joke of a PhD. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I am fingers crossed that he doesn't even respond. Because if he just keeps on doing what he's doing, people are going to see and appreciate that, the real ones anyway. So that's what I suggest. Yeah,
sometimes that works. But I have a relative who, she was in middle school, and there was a video of her saying something racist. And she's finished high school, and they still try to toss that around. Oh, my God, she's racist. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But those people are phony because everybody's so-called racist. So it's not even like a real judgment. Those are only phony people would be judgmental about that. And I get that. Yeah, I get that there's companies who wouldn't hire you because of that, because we have a phony culture. But hey, there are other opportunities.
I'm happy that in since the presidency, people have been getting canceled less. I think that's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we can be more honest about things that happened. And oh, you said this 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, what a mess. Right.
Well, thank you, Hake. I'll tell you the show.
Let me tell you one thing that I don't like is I don't like this energy. There's an energy to cancel people, get people fired for saying nasty things about the passing of Charlie Kirk, because there's some people celebrating it and stuff like that. I say have mercy. Who cares? It's
right.
Whatever.
I forgive them.
Yeah. I mean, if the job wants to fire them, the job should fire them. But it's there is an evil energy on the right, just as there was an evil energy on the left. There still is, right? Of revenge and punishment, which is...
Yeah, people have hate in their hearts, and they need to get rid of the hate. They're wrathful.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that, man.
Have a good one, Hake.
All right. You too. Rick, I believe, is ready here in Hampton, VA. Rick, thanks for calling and holding, sir. You're live.
What's going on, James? Sorry about that. I hit the mute button by mistake, my brother.
No worries, man. I'm a boomer myself. A Gen Y boomer.
Man, I was going to comment on the police officer. The one that came to the lady's house, and he saw somebody jumping up. Now,
yeah, the police officer who seemingly stalked or whatever got obsessed with that gal. He wanted to get with that gal.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. By me being a former correction officer,
yeah,
what's gonna happen is by her filing a report. The day he told her he was chasing somebody over the fence, you supposed to call that in. Suspect on the run. You see what I mean?
Oh.
And they had that recorded on that date.
Uh-huh.
But if it's not called in, they say, who was you chasing?
Right.
But however, too,
he already pleaded guilty, I think. Well, I don't know to what, but according to the report, he pleaded guilty or pled.
Man, yeah, because he might as well, because if he told her that he was chasing a suspect in her back of her yard, he would have called that in. You see what I'm saying, James?
He got her number, or she got his number, and she was already kind of texting him about police stuff. So it seems like, I don't know, man.
Oh, so she was already talking to him.
Yeah, a little bit. And she's pretty single mother, and don't mess with a single mother anyway, because a single mother should be raising her kids.
Overreact to everything, man. Because, for example, you can't even say, hey, you're beautiful.
Right.
If you say that, it's going to be considered you flirting, and it's going to, if you don't know the person, I don't care how beautiful she looks, just keep it professional. Because you be really kind, compliment. Go ahead.
He was not confident in it. He did not have the right charisma. He was not Trump about it. He was needy about it. He was trying to get with her, seemingly. Looked like.
Right. Exactly. You can see.
Yeah.
And she probably said, oh, man, you look kind of creepy to come over here and talk about you chase somebody ran in my backyard.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, he gets comfortable, and flirt with her. So my opinion, man.
Maybe she can't say no. Like the gal in Oklahoma. Go ahead. Sorry, Rick. you know the movie I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a musical. She's like, I can't say no.
No.
Anyway, sorry. God. What was your opinion? We got to wrap up.
I'm just saying, James, man, it's just like, you just got to be careful with women, especially these feminist women, man. And like I said, especially single mothers. That's why men tend not to want to date single mothers.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't.
Because it's baggage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's not good for the kids or anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's selfish.
The way I look at it, if a man don't have any kids, why go with a woman that already has a ready-made family? Even the animal kingdom don't accept it.
Right. It's desperation. Neediness.
Yeah. And, wow, and one thing about women today, if I can tell any woman, when you get a kid before you get married, it lowers your dating value. Not lowers you as a person, but it does lower your dating value.
Yeah.
Because you have just like, if my son was dating, and he said he met one girl with two kids and one girl with no kids, and they both good, they both love the Lord, I'd go to one without the kids any day. Start your own legacy, man.
Right.
And most times, then not only do you get a relationship with the woman, but with the kids and the baby fathers. And 9 out of 10, they either got a father, either a Pookie and Ray Ray or Brad.
That's right.
And then he's going to be a mess to deal with.
That's so, a fact, Rick.
You know.
I appreciate it, Rick. I got to run, man.
Hey, love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to stand by for your show, my brother.
All right. Thank you, sir. Call back
love
on
y'all.
My
be
show.
Blessed.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Okay, so last quick super chats. My bag, Pastor Chatelet, who gifted, he was the first to gift it. 111 gold pills, Unca Jesse on Colored People Time this morning. What the? Yeah, because we started a little late, a few minutes late on the JLP show, ironing some things out. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, 5 coffees, falling in love, quote unquote, is falling from God. Only the devil falls in love. Yeah, it's selfishness. It's all excitement. Excitement is ups and downs and mess. I'm with you, Eric. Very kind. Shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Aries One, Greenwall, and the rest of the supporters. Jessica, out of New Jersey, a first-time caller. Advice for a single mom. She may have advice, or she may be requesting advice. Call in another day, or you can call into the Hake Report if you so please. And shout out to who else wanted to get in? I thought there was somebody else who wanted to get in. The rest of the callers, we cannot get to you. This has been the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, guest hosted by Hake. Fret not, JLP will be back if the Lord is willing. If the Lord be willing, and it should the creek not rise, JLP will be right back another day. Thanks, guys. And take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent...